Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.
On this day, March 15, 1951, a strident call was made to government to devote more attention to the East Coast Road project. This call, carried in the editorial of the Barbados Advocate, came against the background that the government had not, in its estimate of expenditure, allocated sums for the project. In reciting the benefits of the projects, especially in the end of their train service in 1937, the editorial argued that it will open up lands offering the most beautiful scenery in this island, which are almost now inaccessible, and so aid the drive on tourism. It will relieve the pressure on lands by making the districts available for building, and by this building, find employment for artisans. It will, by encouraging the creation of homes, bring work to domestics. It will bring revenue to the parishes through which it passes. The editorial observed that the island had missed the opportunity to use the heavy equipment used by contractors for the rebuilding of the runway at Sewell Airport. It concluded by reiterating the natural beauty of the island when it stated that Barbados has more to offer by way of natural beauty than most of the West Indian islands, and to shut off visitors from access to some of the finest sceneries here is to hide our light under the proverbial bushel. It took another 14 years before the East Coast Road came to fruition. It had been raised in pages of the Advocate this day, March 15th, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.